Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rav Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara on Daf Ayin Ches, which is a continuation from the Gemara before on Daf Ayin Zayin Omer Beis. The Mishnah says the following halacha: Mocheres HaKaroinu Mocheres HaPredes. Mocheres HaPredes Le Mocher Es HaKaroin. The Mishnah goes on to say, Mocheres HaTzemed Le Mocheres HaBakar. Mocheres habakar le mocheres hatzemed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer hadame meidin. Keitzar amo le mocher li tzimdecha v'masayim zuz hadav yudua. Shina tzemed v'masayim zuz. V'chachom oimrim ein hadame m'raya. Our Gemara goes on to say, Toni Rav Tachlifa bar marova kamed Rabbi Avo. Mocheres hakarein mocheres hapredes. V'anon le mocher tenan. Amo le ismiye. Amo le loy titargim asnisech be'adukim bay. And by adukim bay the halach is... The Mocheres HaKaroin Mocheres HaPredes. So again, our Gemara explains, this our Mishnah says, Mocheres HaPredes and Mocheres HaKaroin is only referring to a case that it is Einem Adukim Bay. By Adukim Bay, the Halach is Mocheres HaKaroin Mocheres HaPredes. In the Rishayim, we find a tremendous machlekes. What is the Halach as far as the Seifa of our Mishnah? By the case of Mocheres HaTzemed, that the Mishnah says Mocheres HaTzemed or Mocheres HaBakar is our Mishnah, even referring to a case of Adukim Bay, and even by Adukim Bay, the Halacha will be Mocheres HaTzemed loy Mocheres HaBakar, or do we say that by Adukim Bay, the Halacha is Mocheres HaTzemed Mocheres HaBakar? Just like in the Reisha of our Mishnah, that by Adukim Bay, we will say Mocheres HaKarein Mocheres HaPredes. The Rashbam Shita is that even by Adukim Bay, we will say Mocheres HaTzemed loy Mocheres HaBakar. Only by Parah and Karein do we differentiate between Adukim and Einem Adukim. And by Adukim we say Mocheres HaKaroin Mocheres HaPredes, but not by Tzemed Ubakar. The Yumigash and the Ramban on the other end argue, and the Yumigash and the Ramban understand that by Adukim the Halacha will be Mocheres HaTzemed Mocheres HaBakar. Now before we explain Pshat in this Machlekes HaRishayim, if the Halacha Mocheres HaTzemed with Mocheres HaBakar is even referring to a case of Adukim or not, I would first like to discuss what is Pshat. In this, our Gemara is mechalik between Adukim and Einem Adukim. And by Adukim, we say Mocheres HaKaroin Mocheres HaPredes. In the Rishayim, we find a number of mechalik as far as how to explain this. By Adukim, we say Mocheres HaKaroin Mocheres HaPredes. The Rashba brings down Meshem the Ravid that the reason that by Adukim, we say Mocheres HaKaroin Mocheres HaPredes is because the Predes Ba'odim Adukim Beha Karoin are considered Tafel to the Karoin. Since the Predes are Tashmishe HaKaroin, for that reason, Ba'edem Adukim, they are considered as if they are Tfeilim LaHaKaroin, and therefore they are included in the seal of the Karoin. The Rashba goes on to bring another pshat as far as how to explain this. By Adukim, we say Mocheres HaKaroin, Mocheres HaPredes. The Rashba explains, by Adukim, we will say Damim Maidim, that the amount of money that was spent is a raya, that the Predes are included in the seal of the Karoin. And for that reason, by Adukim, we say, Mocheres HaKaroin, Mocheres HaPredes. The Rashba argues on the Pshat of the Yesh Mefarshim by saying, this that we say, Damim Maidim, is only as we find in our Gemara, if it is Ikar Nami de Koru Bakar Tzimda. On the other hand, as far as Predes and Karoin, that no one calls Predes Karoin, the fact that one has Damim Maidim will not help. We will not say Damim Maidim. Therefore, even by Adukim, the Halacha should be, the Mocheres HaKaroin or Mocheres HaPredes. That is the Rashba's kasha on the pshat of the Yesh Mefarshim, and for the reason the Rashba is chilok on the pshat of the Yesh Mefarshim. So again, the Rashba brings down two basic machmas as far as how to explain this. By Adukim, we say Mocheres HaKaroin, Mocheres HaPredes, either because we say that Ba'edem Adukim, since the Predes are Tashmishe HaKaroin, for that reason Ba'edem Adukim, they are considered Nitfolim HaKaroin, and therefore they are included in the seal of the Karoin. Or the pshat is by Adukim, we say Hadamim Meidim, and the amount of money that is being spent is a raya, that the Predes are included in the seal of the Karoin. In the Yad Ramah we find that the Yad Ramah says that according to the first pshat of the Rashba, which is a pshat of the Ravid, this that we consider the Predes as Netfalim is only by Predes, since the Predes are Tfeilim Leha Karoin. The wagon is the Iker, the Predes are Tafel. And for that reason, by Adukim, they are included in the seal of the Karain. On the other hand, by Bakar and Tzemed, the Bakar is the Iker and the Tzemed is Tafel, and for that reason, even by Adukim, we will say Mocheres HaTzemed or Mocheres HaBakar, which, as we mentioned before, is the Shita of the Rashbam. In the Rashba, we find that even though the Rashba agrees to the explanation of the Ravid, that this, though we say Macharas HaKarein, Macharas HaPredes, is because we see the Predes as Tashmish HaKarein, and it Tfal HaKarein, and therefore included in the seal of the Karein as long as there are Dukim in the Karein. But still, we find that the Rashba brings down the Shita of the Ramban and the Rimigash, that the halacha of adukim will apply to tzemed ubakar as well. And by adukim we will say macheres ha-tzemed, macheres ha-bakar. And we do not say like the Adorama says, that by tzemed ubakar we cannot consider the bakar as netfolim ha-tzemed. So from the Rashba one sees that the Rashba understands that even though the bakar is the ikar and the tzemed is tafel, but still since the bakar and tzemed are used together, and the bakar is needed for the usage of the tzemed, for that reason, we can consider the bakar as netfal ma'atzemed, and the bakar should be included in the mechira of the tzemed. Even though, generally speaking, the bakar is the ikar and the tzemed is tafel, but still, as far as the mechira itself is concerned, we can consider as if the bakar is included in the mechira of the tzemed, and is netfal to the tzemed. Now let's go back to the second pshat that we mentioned before as far as how to understand this, that we say Machar Sakarin, Machar Sapredis. The Rashba brings down Bashem, the Yesh Mepharshim, this that we say Machar Sakarin, Machar Sapredis, is based on this that we say Adamim Medin. As we mentioned before, the Rashba asks the following Kasha, how can we possibly say Adamim Medin? If this that we say Adamim Medin is as we find in our Gemara, only if there is Ika, the Karu with Bakar Timda. If not for Ika, the Karu Bakar Timda, Dom Medim will not help a Kule Alma. And therefore, by Karin or Predes, there is no one who is Karu or Predes Karin, and therefore Dom Medim should not help. Now, as far as this, the Rashba says that there is no one who is Karu or Predes Karin, we find in Machlekes HaRishenim, as far as this, that we find in the Reisha of our Mishnah. That Macheres HaPredes or Macheres HaKarin, Macheres HaKarin or Macheres HaPredes. If the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, if we say Adam Medin applies to the Reisha of our Mishnah as well, do we say that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan argue, even as far as the Reisha of our Mishnah? And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we will say Adam Medin even as far as the Reisha of our Mishnah? Or do we say that as far as the Reisha of our Mishnah, there is no Machlokes, and everyone agrees we do not say Adam Medin? In the Mukiyasef, we find that the Mukiyasef explains that the halacha of the Reisha of our Mishnah is going Aliba de Koyama. And Aliba de Koyama, we do not say Adama Medim by the case of Karin Upredes. Only by Tzemen Ubakar do we find the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan if we say Adama Medim or not. On the other hand, the Shita Mekubetes brings down from the Ravid, and so do we find in the Ritva, that the Ravid and the Ritva both understand that the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan applies to the Reisha of our Mishnah as well. And not only do Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan argue as far as Tzemen Ubakar, but Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan argue even as far as Karin Upredes. And even as far as Karin Upredes, Rabbi Yehuda holds that we say Adam Medin. So from the Ritva and the Ravid, one clearly sees that the Ritva and the Ravid understand that there is an Ika de Karu with Predes Karin. And for that reason, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we will say Adam Medin. But Peshitas HaYesh Mepharshim, that the Rashba brings down, one cannot explain that the Yesh Mepharshim holds like the Ravid and the Ritva, that there is an Ika de Karu with Predes Karin. Since had there been an Ika de Karu with Predes Karin, even without Adukim, we should say Adam Medim. And therefore, even not by Adukim, we should say Adam Medim. And if someone was Macheres HaKarin, the Lacher should be Macheres HaPredes. From this, the Yesh Mepharshim explains that only by Adukim do we say Macheres HaKarin, Macheres HaPredes. But Chiru one sees that we do not say Ika de Karu with Predes Karin. And therefore, again, one has the Rashba's Kasha. If there is no Ika de Karu Predes Karin, how can we possibly say Adam Medim? In Abinyenu, we find that Abinyenu says as follows, that even though, if the Predes are not Adukim in the Karin, we do not say that Ika de Karu were Predes Karin, but by Adukim by, then we say Derech Bnei Adam Lecho HaPredes B'Shem Karin or Katzer B'Loshen. By Adukim by, it is the Derech to be Karu were Predes Karin. And since by Adukim, it is a derech to be Kari with Predes Karein, for that reason by Adukim we will say Adam Medim. And even though not by Adukim, it is not a derech to be Kari with Predes Karein, and therefore we will not say Adam Medim, but by Adukim, that is the derech to be Kari with Predes Karein, for that reason we will say Adam Medim. And for that reason by Adukim, based on Adam Medim, we will say Macheres HaKarein, Macheres HaPredes. That is how Ben Yehuda explains the pshat and the shita of the Yesh Mepharshim. But if one looks carefully at the Goyin, one clearly sees that the Goyin understands Pshat and the Yesh Mefarshim with a different Malach. The Goyin says that according to the Shita of the Yesh Mefarshim, that is Pshat in this that the Rishonim will hold, that the Halacha of Adukim applies to Tzemed Ubakar as well, and by Adukim we will say Malcharas HaTzemed, Malcharas HaBakar. Now everyone has to understand Pshat and the Goyin. If the Goyin understands this that the Yesh Mefarshim say that by Adukim we say Adam Medim, is because we say that by Adukim, it is a derech mei adam lecho apredes v'shem karein al katzer b'loshen. How can the Goyin compare karein and predes to tzemen u'bakar? Maybe only by karein or predes do we say that it is a derech mei adam lecho apredes v'shem karein. Who said by tzemen u'bakar that it is a derech to be katzer b'loshen and to include bakar in the shem tzemed? So from the Goyin one clearly sees that the Goyin understands pshat and the Yesh Mefarshim this, that the Yesh Mefarshim say that by Adukim, that Loch is Machers HaKoin, Machers HaPredis, is not because we say that by Adukim it is a derech mei adam lecho apredes v'shem karein, but rather this that by Adukim we say Adam Medim, is because by Adukim we consider as if there is one seal taking place. The predes are included in the seal of the karein, since the predes are Adukim in the karein. Just the Yesh Mefarshim understand that even though the predes are Adukim in the karein, and therefore we can consider as if there is one seal taking place, but still one needs Hadam and Medim. Without Hadam and Medim, we will not say that the predes are automatically included in the seal of the Karain. According to the Ravid, on the other hand, the Ravid understands that the predes are included in the seal of the Karain even without Hadam and Medim, since we see the predes as Netfolim leha Karain, since they are Tashmishe ha Karain. So again, from the Goyin, one sees that the Goyin understands this, so we say Machres HaKoyin, Machres HaPredes, according to the Shita of the Yesh Mefarshim, based on this, so we say Adam Medim, is because we consider as if the Predes are included in the seal of the Karain. And even though there is no Ika Dekaru or Predes Karain, but still, since what is taking place is this, that they are included in the seal of the Karain, for that reason we will say Adam Medim. This how we find in our Gemara. That as far as the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that we say Adam Medim, one needs that is Ika de Karu Bakar Tzimda, is only because by Einan Madukim there are two Mechiras taking place. There is a Mechira of the Tzemed and another Mechira taking place in the Bakar. And as far as having a separate Mechira of Bakar, one needs Ika de Karu Bakar Tzimda in order to have a separate seal on the Bakar. By Adukim, on the other hand, that there is one seal taking place, one will have Adam and Medim even without Ika de Karu or Predes Karain. And therefore, the halacha of Adam and Medim by Adukim will apply to Bakar and Tzemed as well. From the Goyin, one sees another Chiddush as well. This that we find in the Yesh Mefarshim, that by Adukim we say Adam and Medim is going Aliba de Koy Alma, and even according to the Shita of Rabbanan, who argue on Adam and Medim. But as far as Adukim, we will say Adam and Medim. And therefore, the halacha of Adukim, this our Gemara says by Adukim, Machares HaKarein, Machares HaPredes is going Aliba de Koy Alma, even according to the Shita of Rabbanan, who generally speaking argue on Adam and Medim. V'chir, the Pshat in this, our Rabbanan agree, that by Adukim we say Adam Medim, is based on this that we said before, that by Adukim we consider as if one seal is taking place. And this, our Rabbanan say, that we do not say Adam Medim, is because we do not say Adam Medim to Mechadesh a second seal. But as far as Adukim, that one seal is taking place, or Koyama, we will say Adam Medim. And for the reason our Rabbanan agree, that by Adukim we will say Adam Medim. That is a chira, what one sees v'shitas hagra, and that is how the gra explains pshat the shita of the Yesh Mefarshim. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes between the Rashba and the Yesh Mefarshim. As far as the halacha of Adam Medim, if this that we say Adam Medim, do we only say Adam Medim if it is Ika de Karu, or do we say Adam Medim even without Ika de Karu? And as long as it is Adukim and there is one sale taking place, one does not need Ika de Karu in order to have the halacha of Adam Medim. Be'ezus Hashem, b'meshach hashir, we will explain pshat in this machlokes. In our Mishnah, we find that our Mishnah says the following halacha: Meicher sachamar le'machar kelev. Nachum Amadi on the other end argues, and Nachum Amadi says machar kelev. Our Gemara has the following shayli boy who ba'oidin olav machlokes. Avo b'shenin olav meidu Nachum Amadi. Aidum b'shenin olav machlokes. Avo ba'oidin olav meidu le'rabbanu le'nachum. In the Rishain we find the following kasha. What is pshat in this, our Gemara, is a tzad. That the machoikis between Tanakama and Nachum Amadi is a machoikis ba'oid and olav, Why is it different than a dukumbay? That we learned by a dukumbay that walches macher sakaroid macher separates. To answer this kasha, we find that the Rashba answers this kasha according to either of the mahalchan that we mentioned before, if we are to understand this, that we say macher sakaroid macher separates, because the paredes are necessary for the karain, and therefore they are included in the sale of the karain. The Rashba says that is only by a karain, since the karain does not have any tashmish without the paredes. On the other hand, the chamor in our Mishnah has a tashmish without all the masa. One does not need all the kiln that I mentioned in our Mishnah in order to be able to use the chamor. And therefore we do not consider as if all the kiln are nitfalim to the chamor. The Rashba goes on to say that according to the pshat of the Ish Mefarshim, that this that we say that by Yidukim, by Machar Sakarin, Machar Sapredis, is based on this that we say Dom Medim. In our Mishnah, by Din Olav, we will not say Dom Medim, since this that we say Dom Medim, one needs a certain amount of extra money. As far as the case of our Mishnah, that the extra kalim that are mentioned in our Mishnah are not worth so much more money, for that reason, the extra money will not be enough for us to say Dom Medim, to include the other kalim in the Mechira Sachamor. That's how the Rashba answers the Kasha from our Gemara according to the Shita of the Yesh Mefarshim. This that the Rashba finds it necessary to explain according to the Yesh Mefarshim. What is Pshat in this that the other Kalim are not included in the Mechir of the Chamor is only if you are to understand Pshat and the Yesh Mefarshim like the Goyin. And this that the Yesh Mefarshim say that we say Dom Medim by Adukim by is only because by Adukim by we say Dom Medim, since we consider as if whatever is Adik by is included in the Mechir of the actual object. But if we are to understand Pshat and Yesh Mefarshim like we mentioned before, Rishema Ben Yoyina, that by Adukumbay then we say that there are Ika de Karu of Predes Karain, then one cannot ask a kash on the Yesh Mefarshim from this that the Mishnah says, and a Meicher Sachamor le Macher Kelev, which our Gemara is Mitzadda to explain even by Eidon Olav, since who said that the Kelem of the Chamor are Ikri Chamor be Eidon Olav, and therefore we will not be able to say Dama Medim. From this, that the Rashba understands that according to the Yesh Mefarshim, so to the Lachash Shvita by Eidon Olav, we should say, Amoicher Sachamor Mocha Kelev. From there, one sees that the Rashba understands that Pshat in the Yesh Mefarshim has nothing to do with Ika de Karu, but rather, based on Dama Medim, we will say Dama Medim even without Ika de Karu, which is a sheet of the Goyin, as we mentioned before. Now let's go on to the next Sugya. Our Gemara refers back to this that we learned in our Mishnah, the Machoikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, if we say Adam Medim or not. Rabbi Yehuda holds we say Adam Medim, Rabbanan on the other end argue, and Rabbanan say Ein Hadamim Raya. Our Gemara asks, Hey Chidami, Ilema de Karla Tzimda Tzimda, Lebakar Bakar Pshita Tzimda Zavinlai, Bakar Loi Zavinlai, Vel de Karla Nami Lebakar Tzimda Kule Zavinlai. Our Gemara answers by saying, Ritzicha Baasa de Karla Tzimda Tzimda Lebakar Bakar Vika Nami de Karla Bakar Tzimda. Now to explain this, our Gemara says, and as far as such a case is concerned, there is no machlokes. And even according to Chum, we will say Hadam Medim. We find a number of mahalchim in the Rishonim. In the Gemara later on, after the base of Manalf, we find that the Gemara says as follows: Itmar Hamicher Sharul Chaveriv Nimtza Nagchan. Rav Amar Hareza Mekachtos, Ushmul Amar Yachal Oymer Leil Shchita Machar Tevlach. The Gemara asks, V'lechzi Dami Heichi Ninu. And therefore, based on the amount of money that one spends, one should be able to prove if he bought the Shor L'Shchita or he bought the Shor L'Charisha. The Gemara answers by saying, V'tzicha the Akarbisa Rekamed Meiridya. That Shchita and Charisha both cost the same amount of money. In the Rashbam, Tosis, and other Rishonim, we find that the Rishonim ask the following Tmiya. What is Pshat in this that the Gemara asks? V'lechzi dami heichi ninu. Well, clear that is only if we are told like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says Hadar Medim. On the other hand, according to Rabbanan, who hold Ein Hadar Maya, well, clear we cannot say V'lechzi dami heichi ninu. Even if we see the amount of money that he paid, but the amount of money will not be a Raya to prove a Shchita or a Charisha. To answer this kash, we find a number of mahalchim in the Rishonim. The Rashbam answers the kash by saying as follows: This Rabbanan say, Ein Adam Raya is only gami mocher as a tzemed ui mocher as a bakar. Ukido kimna beduchta de kor le tzemed, tzemed ui bakar bakar. Vikanami de kor le bakar tzemed. De kivan de lav koi alma kor le bakar tzemed. Ikwamemer de lekeach havi mehanu de kor le bakar bakar. Ezra Spam goes on to prove from our Gemara that the Gavna Nami Minin Hasam Echidami the Kurli with Semed Semed. El the Kurli Nami Obakar Semed Kula Zavinway. Alma Hecha the Chobaneir Kurin Obakar Semed. Afalpisha Kurinway upon Bakar Minin the Kuli Zavin. In other words, this that there is no Chlekes between Rabban and Yehuda. If we say Adam Medim, or we say Ein Hadamim Raya, is only in a case of Ika Veika. That there are some people who do not call Bakar Tzemed, but rather they only refer to Bakar as Bakar. And therefore, if we want to bring a raya from the Dhammim, that he is not from such people, but rather he is from people that refer to Bakar as Tzemed, as far as that we say, Ein Hadamim Raya. And that is where Behud and Rabban argue if we say Adam Medim or we say Ein Hadamim Raya. But in the case that everyone calls a Bakar Tzemda, and everyone refers to Bakar as Tzemed, even though we cannot prove from that he said Semed, that he meant Bakar as well. Since Semed does not have to include Bakar, but so as far as that Ukuyama, we will say Adam Medim, and we will say that the Bakar is included in Semed, and he meant to bite Semed. And for that reason, the Rashbam goes on to say that so too as far as the Gemara and Aftali base. By a Moicher Shaul Chaveri, Ukuyama, we can prove from the Damim if he meant Lashchita or he meant Lacharisha. So again, from the Rashbam, one sees that the Rashbam explains Pshat in this, our Gemara says, Ve'ela the Karuli Nami or Bakar Tzimda Kuli Zavnli, our Gemara means to say that since everyone refers to Bakar as Tzemed, and when they say Tzemed, they can mean to include Bakar as well. Hadam Medim will tell us when he said Tzemed, he meant to include Bakar. That is how the Rashbam explains Pshat in our Gemara. In Tesis, on the other end, after the base, we find that Tesis argues on the Rashbam. And Tesis explains this, that the Gemara Tzadi Beis asks, V'lechzi dami heichininu. The Gemara means to say that since one has dami meidim b'tzirah the roiv, the roiv people buy l'ridja, since one has a dami meidim, which is m'sayeh the roiv, even though generally speaking, we're saying, ho'chem mamanach ha'roiv, but over here that one has dami meidim b'tzirah the roiv, Ukuyama, we will say Adama Medim, and even though generally speaking, Rabbanan say Ein Adamim Raya, but for Tzirah, Roiv, the Damim will be a Raya. That is how Tesis explains Pshat and Gemara and Daf Tzadi Beis. From Tesis, one clearly sees that Tesis understands that based on the Shita of Rabbanan of Ein Adamim Raya, so too we will say Ein Adamim Raya by the case of Shar. And we will not say that by the case of Shar, Rabbanan agree that we say Adamim Raya. Now, here one has to understand, according to Tesis, how does Tesis explain Pshat in this, that our Gemara says, that since everyone is Karlo Inami or Bakar at Simda, then Ukuyamu will say Kuli Zavnoi, even according to Rabbanan, who generally speaking hold Ein Hadamim Raya. So to explain Pshat in Tesis, one can explain Pshat in our Gemara according to Tesis, with one of two Mahalchim. Either one can explain Pshat in our Gemara based on this, that we find in Tesis, he found out some Mahalchim and based on Shem Arivam, that the Yivam explains this, that our Gemara says, that our Gemara means to say that anyone that says Semed automatically refers to Bakar. And if someone means Semed v'chudei, then he will speak out Semed v'loi Bakar. But anyone that says Semed stam automatically refers to Bakar as well. And for that reason we will say that by korolei Semed kuli zavnoi, even without Hadam Medim. Our Gemara does not mean to say that in such a case, Ukuyama, we will say Adam Medim, but rather, our Gemara means to say that in such a case, one does not need Adam Medim, but rather, anyone that says Semed automatically refers to Bakar. And for that reason, Tesis asks, what is Pshat in this, that the Gemara says on Aftali Beis, that V'lechzi Dami Heichi Ninu. According to Rabbanan, we never say Adam Medim. That is one Mahalach, with which one can explain Pshat and Tesis, and so too we find in the Goyin. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Tesis by saying that Tesis understands that there is a fundamental difference between this that we find in our Gemara. That by Karloi Nami Obakar Tzimda Kuli Zavinlai, and this that the Gemara Nav Tzadi Beis asks V'lechzi Dami Heichi Ninu. As far as our Gemara is concerned, since it is Karloi Nami Obakar Tzimda, based on Adamim Medim, we explain that when he said Tzimda, he meant to include Bakar. And Bakar is included in the word Tzimda, since again, it is Ika de Karloi Obakar Tzimda. And only then do we say Hadam Medim. only if Beis Hadam Meidim. It is included in the Lashon HaMekach who we say Hadam Meidim. By Shor, on the other hand, that whether he bought the Shor L'Vidya, or he bought the Shor L'Charisha, L'Vidya or L'Charisha, is not included in the word Shor, but rather Beis Hadam Meidim we want to prove that he bought the Shor for a specific purpose, then, according to Rabbanan, we will not say Hadam Meidim. Hadam Meidim can only explain the word Semed. Hadam Meidim cannot add anything into the Mechira besides for the words that were used B'Sha'as HaMechira. Therefore, as far as Shor, Hadam Meidim cannot tell us that the Shor was bought to Lividya, not to Charisha. And for that reason, Taisus asks what is Pshat in this, that the Gemara in the Avsadi Beis asks, V'lechzi Dami Heichininu, according to the Sheet of Rabbanan who hold Ein Hadamim Raya. That is another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in the Sheet of Taisus. This how we find two Mahalachim, with which one can explain Pshat in this, our Gemara says, well, the Karloi Nami Obakar Tzimda Kui Zavinoi. And even if we are to understand that our Gemara means, based on this, that Kui Amu we will say Adam Meidim. Still, one can explain this, Rabbanan agree that in such a case we say Adam Meidim, is either because then we are explaining the word Semed, and only if we are explaining the words that were used at the time of Mechid, we have a right, based on Adam Meidim, to explain the words in a certain way, or do we understand that Adam Meidim can even be Moisif onto the Mechira, even words that were not said explicitly at the time of the Mechira, for example, by Shar, that Adam Meidim will be able to tell us that the Shar was bought with Rijah. Is a seeming machoikas between the Shach and the Ksais in Chayshim Mishpat and Simon Shinyur Beis. In Chayshim Mishpat and Simon Shinyur Beis, we find the following shaila. What is halacha? If someone rented karka and he did not speak out at the time of the rental how long he is renting the karka for, do we look at the amount of money that he paid for this chiras to prove how long this chiras was for? Or do we say that the amount of money that was paid cannot prove how long this chiras was for? The Shach understands that according to Chachamim who say Ein Adam Raya, we cannot use the amount of money that was paid for this chiras to prove how long this chiras was for. On the other hand, the Ksais argues, and the Ksais understands that even according to Chachamim who say Ein Adam Raya, but still, if this chiras was a chiras dam, then one can use the amount of money that was paid to prove how long this chiras was for. And even according to Chacham, will we say Hadam Meidim? The basis of the machlokes between the Ksais and the Shach is dependent upon the previous two tzadim. As far as how to understand this, the Gemara says, "Ve'elo dekaroi nami lebakar tzimda kulei zavinlei." Do we understand Pshat in our Gemara? Like is the Mashmos of the Rashbam that the entire machlokes between the Yehuda and Rabbanan is only machlokes in the case of Ika dekaroi lebakar tzimda? And Ika Deloi Karo Bakar Tzimda, only then do Rabbanan say Ein Hadam Raya. But as far as the case, we are now coming to prove if he is from those people who are Karo Bakar Tzimda, or he is not from the people who are Karo Bakar Tzimda, then even according to Chachamim we will say Hadam Meidim. And for that reason, in the case in the Gemara and Avsadi Beis that he bought a Shar and he bought a Shar Stam, even according to Chachamim we will say Hadam Meidim, and the Damim can prove that he bought the Shar Lirija. And for that reason, so too by a case of Schira Success understands that by Schira Stam, the Damim will be able to prove how long this Schira was for. This that the Shach argues is because the Shach explains that this that our Gemara says, that by Karuwe Nami Obakar Tzimda Koi Zavinlai, is only because we will say, based on Hadam Meidim can prove that the Bakar is included in Tzemed. And we are not coming to Yemaisif anything with Hadam and Meidim, but rather we are just coming to explain what is included in the Lashonis that were used at the time of Mecher. But Hadam and Meidim cannot add anything on to the Lashonis that were used at the time of Mecher. And for that reason, as far as the Gemara and the Avsadi Beis is concerned, even according to Rabbanan, we will not say Hadam and Meidim. And for that reason, so too as far as Chiras, even though the Chiras was a Chiras Dam, but still we will not be able to say Hadam Meidim to prove how long this Chiras was for. And therefore, according to Rabbanan, we will say Ein Hadam Raya. Now getting back to the Rashbam, again the Rashbam explains that according to Chachamim this, we do not say Hadam Raya is only as far as the case of Ika Dekaru Bakar Tzimda, and Ika Dekaru Bakar Bakar, and they are not Karu Bakar Tzimda. Only then do Chachamim say that we do not say Hadam Raya. Okay, one has to understand what is the difference between a case of Ika v'Ika, that then according to Chum we do not say Adam Raya, and the case of Kurwe Nami Lobakar Tzimda, that then we say Kui Zavanoi even according to Chachamim. So to explain Pshat and the difference between Ika V'Ika and the case of Kurwe Nami Lobakar Tzimda, we find two Mahalchim in the Rashbam. From the Rashbam, on the Tzadi base, it is Mashma that the Rashbam understands the difference as follows, that the difference between Ika V'Ika and the case of Kurwe Lobakar Tzimda is because by Ika V'Ika the Safek remains. Al Atzad the Lokeach is a type of person who is not Kurwe Lobakar Tzimda, then obviously the Bakar is not included in the Mechira, since he does not refer to Bakar as Semet, and therefore one needs a Dhamim to prove what type of a person is he. Is he from the people who are Kurwe Lobakar Tzimda or not? And as far as Rayas, we say Hamaiti Mechaveray of Haraya, in order to be Maiti Mammon, one needs Edim. Damim itself is not enough to be considered a raya, and for that reason the Chachamim say, Ein hadamim raya. But that is only where there is a suffix that one needs a raya in order to be mighty moment. But as far as the case that everyone refers to Bakar as Simda, then based on damim there is no longer any suffix. And since there is no longer any suffix, for that reason we will say, hadamim raya. That is mashmos of the Rashbam on the Tzadi base. From the Rashbam in our sugi, it is mashma that the Rashbam understands the difference between Ika V'Ika and the case of a place where everyone is Kurwe Lobakar Tzimda with a different mahalach. The Rashbam explains that by a case where everyone is Kurwe Lobakar Tzimda, that how we say Kuli Zavinlei, is because since Kuli Alma Kuren Gama Bakar Tzemet V'Gam Hadam Meidim Alei Demoicher Ramya L'Guye Dloi Bakar Kamazbin Hakol. In other words, everyone agrees that as far as the Lakeach is concerned, we will say Hadamim Eidim. And even according to Chachamim, we will say Hadamim Eidim. Just the fact that we have Hadamim Eidim as far as the Lakeach is concerned will not be Mechayev the Meicher to supply the Bakar. And therefore, in a place that everyone is Kurwe Lobakar Tzimda, then we say that the Meicher is the one who is Mechayev to speak out, that he has no intention of selling the Bakar together with its emet. And if the Meicher did not speak that out, then we say Kulei Zovin. But by Ika V'Ika, that there are some people who do not refer to Bakar as emet, then it could be the Meicher is from those people who does not refer to Bakar as emet. And therefore, as far as the Meicher is concerned, we will say Ein Hadamim Raya. And since we will say Ein Hadamim Raya, and the Dhamim cannot prove that the Meicher is from those type of people who are Kurwe Lobakar Tzimda, for that reason, the Meicher is not Mechuyev to supply the Bakar, he is only Mechuyev to supply the Tzemet. That is the Mashmos of the Rashbam in our Sogya. According to the Mahalach of the Rashbam on the Tzadi base, this that the Gemara on the Tzadi base asks, Velechzi Dami Heichininu, the Gemara means to say, that since he is a person who is Rogel to be Kaino Eridya, for that reason, if we will have the Raya of Damim, we will no longer be left with any Safek. And since we will no longer be left with any suffix, for that reason, even according to Chachamim, we will say Hadamim Raya. This, Chachamim say, Ein Hadamim Raya, is only as far as the Halacha of Meitzi Mechaveri of a Raya, if we have a suffix. Where we have a suffix, then the Raya is not enough of a Raya to be Meitzi Mammon. To be Meitzi Mammon, one needs Edim. The Dhamim by itself is not enough of a Raya to be Meitzi Mammon. On the other hand, according to the Mahalach of the Rashbam and Arsugya, this, that the Gemara Nafsali Beis asks for Lechzi Dami Heichininu, is because as far as someone who is buying a shor, and we want to decide if he's buying the shor L'Ridya, or if he's buying the shor L'Charisha, that is completely dependent upon the Das of the Lekeach. We do not have to involve the Meicher whatsoever, but rather it is completely dependent upon the Das of the Lekeach. If the Lekeach was Mechavin L'Ridya, then it is considered a Mekach Tolos. If the shor that was sold was only a shor that was good l'charisha. And as far as the kavana of the lakech is concerned, everyone agrees that we will say hadamim meidim. And since everyone agrees that as far as kavana of the lakech we will say hadamim meidim, for that reason the Gemara Nafsali Beis asks for lechzi dami heichininu. This that we mentioned before, b'shitas teisus and Nafsali Beis, that teisus and Nafsali Beis understands. This that our Gemara says, that in a place that everyone calls Bakar Tzimda, then we will say Kuli Zavinoi even according to Chachamim, is because Chachamim agree that Hadamim Meidim can explain what was included in the words that were used at the time of Mecher. But Hadamim Meidim cannot add on anything to the Mecher, V'chir the pshat and the shita of Taisis is because Taisis understands that according to Chachamim, in order to be able to be semech on the damim, one needs that the Itzas Mammon has nothing to do with the damim, but rather the Itzas Mammon is based on the words that were used at the time of Mekach, and the damim are only coming to define the words that were used at the time of Mekach. But if one needs the actual damim to be mighty mammon, then we will say ha-mighty me-chaveri of haraya, and the damim is not enough of a raya in order to be mighty mammon. As far as rayas, damim is not enough of a raya. Damim can only explain the roshonis that were used at the time of mecher. What was included in the roshonis that were used at the time of mecher, and then the tzas mammon is taking place completely based on the words that were used at the time of mecher. That is a chayde mahalach, according to this pshat in the shita of Taisus. In Reb Chaim, which is brought down in the Chidushei Agracha or Shas, and in Reb Ochbaran Berkashmu and Simon Yubeis and Simon on Tes, we find another mahalach as far as how to explain pshat in the Gemara and Daf Tzadi Beis. Reb Chaim explains that even according to Chamacham also agree that as far as the kavanah Sholikech and as far as the kavanah of the Moicha, we will say Hadamim Eidim. And for that reason, if someone bought a shor stam, then we will say adamim eidim to prove what the shor was bought for, if it was bought with ridya, or if it was bought with shechita. But that is only as far as kavanah is concerned. But wherever proving the kavanah ha'kech and kavanah ha'meicher is not enough, but rather one needs that it should actually be included in the lashon of the mekach, as far as that chum say, ein hadamim meidiyim, the damim cannot be meidiyah what is included in the lashon of the mekach. And therefore, as far as a case of ikah ve'ikah, since we have a suffix about how to explain the lashon, if the lashon tzemet includes bakar or not, the damim cannot say that the lashon tzemet includes bakar. And even though we know that the kavanas ha'akech and kavanas ha'mercha was to include bakar and tzemet, since we have Adam Medim, but that itself is not enough, since as far as the Kavona, the Meicher, and the Lakeach, we will say Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. As long as Spakar is not included in the Lashon of Tzemed, we have a Dvarim Shebelev. The fact that their Kavona was to sell the Bakar together with the Tzemed is not enough. On the other end, by Yashar, that we are not changing the Lashon, all we want to know is the intentions of the Lakeach and the Meicher, as far as what the shor was bought for, as far as such a case there is no chisaron of dvarim shebelev. And since there is no chisaron of dvarim shebelev, for that reason we are able to say based on damim meidim to prove the kavanas halakeach. And therefore based on damim meidim we will be able to prove that the shor was bought l'charisha. And so too for that reason our Gemara says, in a place that everyone calls Bakar Tzemed, even according to Chum we will say adam meidim, since in such a place Bakar is included in Tzemed, and therefore we are not coming to change the Lashon, but rather all one needs is to prove what the Kavanas HaLakech and the Meicher was. And as long as we prove what the Kavanas HaLakech and the Meicher was, we will not have a Chisaron of Dvarim Shebelev, since again in such a place Bakar is included in Tzemed, and therefore even according to Chum in such a place we will say Hadamim Eidim, only by Ika V'Ika, that if he is from such people who are not Korlo Bikratzimda, then the Lashon Tzemed does not include Bakar, then Adamim Meidim, which tells us what the Kavan is, will not help us. And as far as proving from what type of people he is, if he is from a person who is Korlo Bikratzimda or not, as far as that we will say, Ein Adamim Raya, the Adamim cannot tell us what type of people he is from, and therefore the Safek in the Lashon remains. And the fact that we have Adam Meidim, which tells us what the Kavanas HaLakech and the Meicher was, is not enough, since again there will be a Chesaron of Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. That is how Reb Chaim explains Pshat in our Gemara, and that is how Reb Chaim explains Pshat in the Gemara on Daf Tzadi Beis. So again we have a number of Mahalchim as far as how to explain Pshat, and this our Gemara says that in such a place where everyone is Korah Bekratzimda, everyone agrees that the Bakar is sold together with its Emet. According to Taisus Yifur and Daf Samech Aleph on the base, this that the Bakar is sold together with its Emet has nothing to do with Hadam Eidim, but rather this that the Bakar is sold together with its Emet is because our Gemara is referring to a place that anyone that says Tzemed Stam refers to Bakar as well. And anyone who does not refer to Bakar will say explicitly Tzemed V'loy Bakar. And therefore if anyone says Tzemed Stam, it automatically refers to Bakar as well, and for that reason we will say that even according to Chachamim, the Bakar is sold together with its emet. That is the Mahalach of Tosis and the Samach Alfam Beis. The other Mahalach, as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara, is the Mahalach of the other Rishenim, who understands our Gemara means to say that in such a place in Ukuyama we will say Hadam and Meidim, and the entire Machlokes, if we say Hadam, Meidim or not, only applies to a case of Ika Ve'ika. So as far as how to explain this, that by such a case everyone agrees, and even according to Chum we will say Hadam Meidim, as we mentioned, we find a number of Mahalachim. The first Mahalach is this, that by Ika Ve'ika one has a suffix, and therefore one needs a raya to be meichiach what type of a person is he. And as far as rayas, we say hamoiti mechaveray of a raya. In order to be moiti mamen, one needs a raya of edim. A raya that does not have the strength of a raya of edim is not enough in order to be moiti mamen. And for that reason, my ika veikacham say ein hadamim raya. Only as far as a place that everyone refers to Bakar as Semed, do we say that no suffix remains, but rather it is clear that when he said Semed, he referred to Bakar. And therefore, as far as such a case, we will say Hadamim Raya. That is the first Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara. The second Mahalach is by saying that in such a place, that everyone is Karo Bekratzimda, then we say Al Meicher Uguye. If the Meicher did not mean to include Bakar in the sale of Tzemed, he should have spoken it out. If he did not speak it out, then obviously Bakar is included in the sale, and he is Mechuyev to supply Bakar. The third Mahalach is by saying that even according to Chum we say Adam Medim. Just Chacham understand that Adam Medim only works if we will not have a chsar in a dvarim shebelev, and therefore in a place where everyone is karo bikra tzimda, and tzemed can include bakar, and we will not have the chsar in a dvarim shebelev, in such a case, since we have Adam Medim, and Adam Medim proves the kavonas halakeach and the kavonas hamecher, for that reason in such a place we will say that the bakar are sold together with its emet. Only by Ika Vika, that there is a chsarn of dvarim shebelev, do we say that according to Chachamim, ein hadamim raya. That is a third mahalach as far as how to explain pshat in our Gemara. Now getting back to the machlekes that we mentioned before, between the Rashba and the Yesh Mefarshim, that the Rashba understands that even by Adukim, we will not say Hadamim Meidim. On the other hand, the Yesh Mefarshim understand that by Adukim, we will say Hadamim Meidim. As he mentioned before, B'Shem Legoyin, even according to Chacham, we will say Hadamim Meidim by Adukim. We'll hear from the Yesh Mefarshim, one sees that the Yesh Mefarshim understand. This Acham Argyon Hadamim Meidim is, as he mentioned before, B'Shem Amechayim, based on this, that there is a Chesar in Advarim, Shebelev Einam Dvarim. If one wants to add on anything to the Mekach, there is a chsar in advarim shebelev, and Adam and Meidim will not take care of the chsar in advarim shebelev. On the other hand, by Adukim, the predates are included in the sale of the Karayin. One is not making a new Mekach, and as long as one is not making a new Mekach, but rather the predates are included in the sale of the Karayin, for that reason, there is no chsar in advarim shebelev. All one needs is kavanas halakeach and kavanas hamecher to include the predates in the sale of the Karayin. And as long as there is no chesaron of dvarim shebelev, and all one needs is kavanas halakeach and kavanas hamecher, for that reason, even according to Chacham, we will say hadamim meidim. And even without ika ve'ika okvoyama, we will still say hadamim meidim. Only in the case of einam adukim do we have machlokes between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, and only then do we say that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, one needs ika ve'ika. In the Rishonim we find the following machlokes according to Chacham who hold ein hadamim raya, and by ika v'ika the bakar is not sold. Is that only misafik based on this, so we say amitzi mechaveri ol v'raya, or do we say that the bakar is not sold mitam v'adai? The Rashbam explains this, that the bakar is not sold, is only based on this, so we say amitzi mechaveri ol v'raya. On the other hand, the Rashba argues, and the Rashba explains this, that the bakar is not sold, has nothing to do with hamitzi mechaveri ol v'raya, and for that reason, even if the Lakech is still holding on to the money, he is mechuyev to give all the money that they made up to the Meicher, even though he is not receiving the Bakar. And the Lakech now tell the Meicher, Amitzi Mechaveri Olveraya. Now to explain Pshat in this Machlokes HaRishonim, and to explain Pshat in the Shita, the Rashba understands that the Bakar is not included in the sale of the Tzemem Mitam Vadei. And for that reason, the Lakech now tell the Meicher, Amitzi Mechaveri Olveraya, even if he is holding on to the money. We'll clear up Pshat and the Rashba as follows. Since, as the Rashba explains, our Gemara is referring to a case that Ruba, Roiv people, are not Karu a Bakar Tzemed, but rather they refer to Bakar only as Bakar and not as Tzemed. For that reason, to include Bakar and Tzemed has the Chesaron of Dvarim Shebalev, and we will say Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. And for that reason, even if Hakech is holding on to the money, we will say Amitam Vadei, only the Bakar was sold in Hakech is Mechuyev to give the Meicher all the money that they made up. This, that the Rashbam argues, is either because the Rashbam understands that the Pshat and Chachamim is not because of Dvarim Shebalev, but rather the Pshat and Chachamim is because we say, based on a mitzi mechaveri over raya, that tamim is not enough of a raya. But the suffix remains a suffix, and since the suffix remains a suffix for that reason, as long as the lakeh is holding on to the money, he is not mechuyev to give all the money to the meicher. Or one can say, this that the Rashbam argues on the Rashba is because the Rashbam understands the case of our Gemara differently. As Rashbam is gairus in our Gemara, the case of our Gemara is this, that it is ika v'ika, and there is no rave people that only refer to Bakar as Bakar and not to Bakar as Semed, but rather there are two different type of people. There are people that refer to Bakar as Semed, and there are people who don't refer to Bakar as Semed. And since there is no Rav, for that reason we cannot say that in Hilchos Lashon, Semed does not include Bakar, but rather since there is an even amount of people that refer to Bakar as Semed, for that reason Hilchos Lashon, Bakar could be included in Semed, and there is no Chisar no Dvarim Shebalev, and therefore the Suffolk remains a Suffolk. And for that reason, according to Chachamim, the basis of Chachamim is based on this, that we say, Amaiti Mechavirei Ovaraya. But now one has to understand, if one sees in the Rashba that the Rashba understands, that the basis of Chachamim is because we say, Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. If so, what is Pshat in this, that the Rashba argues on the Ish Mepharshim when the Rashba says, that even by Adukim, Hadarim Raya will not help. V'chayr by Adukim, one no longer has the chesaron of Dvarim Shebalev, and therefore we should say Hadamim Adiyim. So v'chayr from the Rashba, one sees that the Rashba understands that even by Adukim, according to the Shita of the Yesh Mepharshim, we do not see as if one Mecher is taking place, but rather the Mecher on the Karin and the Mecher on the Predis is considered two separate Mechirers. For that reason, the Rashba understands that according to the Yesh Mepharshim, we should not be able to say Adam Medim, and one should have the Chesaron of Dvarim Shebalev, since again, we do not consider as if one Mecher is taking place, and the Predis are included in the Seal of the Karin, but rather there are two separate Mechirers taking place. And for that reason, the Rashba understands that only had it been Ika v'Ika could we possibly have said Damim Adiyim. Now let's go on to the next sugya. As we mentioned before, our Gemara brings down a tzad that the machlokes is between Tanakama and Nachma Amadi. By Hamricher Zachamor, if he was Machar Keov or not, is only by Oidin Olav. Avo B'Shein Oidin Olav, Maidu Nachma Amadi, that we do not say Machar Zachamor, Machar Keov. Tesis brings down the following machlokes, what is the halacha? As far as Uka from Ardas, in the Gemara we find that Ula says that the Machoikis is only by Sak, Vidiske, Vachumni. As far as Uka from Ardas, Kilkui, Vachavak, Divriya, Komachurin. Tesis goes on to say that by Uka from Ardas, Afuin, Oidin, Oav Kana. Tesis explains this by Ein Oidin, Oav Kana is because Tachsise, the Chamorhein, Vachani, Wahu, Kol, Hecha, de Esnu. In the Rashash, the beginning of our parak, we find that the Rashash explains Pshat and Tesis, that according to Tesis, one is Kaina the Ukaf Mardas, Bechol Mokim Shehem Agav HaChamor. And just like we find that one can be Kaina Metaltan Agav Karka, so to one can be Kaina Metaltan, that are Netfolin to other Metaltan Agav the other Metaltan. And therefore the Ukaf Mardas are Nikne Agav HaChamor. This is how the Rashash and other Acharinim explain Pshat in the Shita of Tesis. As we mentioned before, the Rashbam argues on Tesis, and the Rashbam understands that according to the Sar of the Gemara, just like the Gemara says, that Peshain Oidin Olav Maidu Nachamadi, so too by Uka from Ardas, one is only Kaina Uka from Ardas, by Oidin Olav, by Einan Oidim Olav, one is not Kaina the Uka from Ardas. Now to explain Pshat the Machoikis between Tesis and the Rashbam, if the Loch of Oidin Olav refers to Uka from Ardas or not, Bukhir the Machoikis is dependent upon the following Shaila. What is Pshat according to the Sar of the Gemara that one needs Oidin Olav in order to be Kaina the Kwe Masa? Do we understand that according to the Sad, this, that according to the Chamadi, one is koine koine masa, is not because we say that a chamar is oimid wa masa, and therefore the koine masa are on its form to chamar, just like the kelim that are used or rechiva on its form of chamar. But rather, according to the Chamadi, a chamar is oimid wa rechiva, and therefore one needs the koine masa to be oiden ov on the chamar, in order that they should be nitzfalim to the chamar. If they are not oiden ov of the chamar, since the chamar is oimid wa rechiva, they are not nitzfalim to the chamar. That is one way with which one can explain pshat in this side of the Gemara, that one needs Aydin Olav according to Nachman Amadi. Another mouth as far as how to explain this, that one needs Aydin Olav, is by saying that even according to the side of the Gemara, a chamor is Oymir Lamasa. According to Nachman Amadi, a chamor is Oymir Lamasa. This, that one needs Aydin Olav, is because only by Aydin Olav do we say that they are included in the sale of the chamor. Tosis understands, like the first side, that according to this side of the Gemara, this that according to Nachamadi one needs Aydin Olav, is because according to this side, Nachamadi understands that Chamar is Oymid or Rechiva, not Lamasa. And therefore one needs Aydin Olav in order that the Koy Masa should be Nitzfalim to the Chamar. And for that reason, the Halacha of Aydin Olav only refers to Koy Masa and not to Koy Rechiva. Since the Chamar is Oymid or Rechiva, for that reason the Koy Rechiva are Nitzfalim to the Chamar, even if they are not Aydin Olav. This that the Rashbam argues is because the Rashbam understands this that according to the side of the Gemara one needs Aydin Olav is not because Nachamadi understands that a Chamar is Oymid or Rechiva, but rather even according to the side of the Gemara, a Chamar is Oymid or Masa. And this that one needs Aydin Olav is because only by Aydin Olav do we see as if they are included in the sale of the Chamar. And for that reason, the Halacha of Aydin Olav will apply to Kwe Rechiva as well. The fact that they are Kwe Rechiva will not make any difference. That is the basis of the Machloikes between the Rashbam and Tosfos. According to the Shita of Tosfos, this our Gemara has a tzad, that even by Ein Oiden Olav, still Nachamadi argues, and Nachamadi understands that the Kwe Masa is sold together with the Chamar, even by Ein Oiden Olav, is okay because the Gemara in that tzad understands that according to Nachamadi, a Chamar is Oimid Masa. And therefore the Kwe Masa are Nitzfalim to the Chamar, even if they are not Aydin Olav. Just like we find that the Kwe Rechiva are Nitzfalim to the Chamar, even if they are not Aydin Olav. According to the Rashbam, on the other hand, who understands that the Halacha of Aydin Olav has nothing to do with the fact that the Chamar is only Aymin or Rechiva, not for Masa, but rather, even if the Chamar is Aymin or Masa, but so in order to be included in the seal of the Chamar, one needs Aydin Olav, then the machlokes between the two tzadim of the Gemara is dependent upon how to understand the halacha of Nitzfalim. We understand the halacha of Nitzfalim, that they are batal to the Chamar, and therefore they are included in the seal of the Chamar, or do we understand the halacha of Nitzfalim, that the halacha of Nitzfalim is entirely halacha in Hilchas Kavana, that since they are Nitzfalim, and they are needed for the usage of the Chamar, for that reason, when someone buys a chamar, he intends to buy all the things that are nitfalim to the chamar. And therefore we consider as if a separate mechira is taking place on the chamar, and on the nitfalim to the chamar. And for that reason, even if it is not batal eitel chamar, but still one has a mechira on whatever is nitfalim to the chamar. If we are to understand that the way nitfalim works, is this that they are included in the seal of the chamar, for that one needs Aydin Olav in order that they should be nisbatal to the Chamar and be considered a chelak of the Chamar. On the other hand, if we are to understand Nitfalim, that there is a mechira taking place on whatever is nitfal to the Chamar, and there is das lekech and das mechir to sell whatever is nitfal to the Chamar, then even if it is not Aydin Olav, but still, since it is tefilim to the Chamar, for that reason one will have a mechira on whatever is nitfal to the Chamar as well. That is the Chayda Mahalach in the two Tzadim of our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rashbam. According to this Mahalach, even if we are to understand, one does not need Aydin Olav, but still one needs a Mecher which will work on the Dvarim HaNetzfom HaChamar, and therefore one will have to be Kaina the Chamar B'Kinyan Sudr in order to be Kaina the Dvarim HaNetzfom. And we will not say that the Dvarim HaNetzfom are nikna because they are a bottle to the chamor, like we mentioned before, b'shem the Rashash and other achrinim b'shitas ha-tesis. But rather, since there's a separate mechira that is taking place in the dvarim ha-netfalim, one needs a mechira which will work on the dvarim ha-netfalim. Therefore, in order to be kina, the dvarim ha-netfalim b'chomakim b'shem b'chayr, one will need a kinyan. For example, kinyan sodar which can work on the dvarim ha-netfalim. That is the chayr, the shita of the Rashbam.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.